I would like to welcome you to the State of Muncie Schools Address. I am Margaret Sikora, and I am the Chair-Elect of the Muncie-Delaware County Chamber of Commerce. Today's program is made possible by our sponsors, who are Mutual Bank, Compass Group, Unified Group Services, and Woof Boom. I am so pleased to be with you today and to have a chance to introduce our guest speaker, Dr. Stephen Ball, the superintendent of Muncie Community Schools. He has served for nearly 20 years in educational leadership positions, including a high school principal, assistant superintendent, and a superintendent in Illinois school districts. During his career, he has also taught the middle school, high school, and at collegiate levels. Dr. Ball holds several degrees, a Bachelor's of Art in History and Education from Loras College, located in Massachusetts, a Master's degree in Library and Information Science from the University of Iowa, and a Doctor of Education in Industrial Technology from Northern Illinois. He also has a PhD in Educational Leadership from Loyola University of Chicago. Dr. Ball has won numerous awards, including the Van Miller Award as a Distinguished Scholar Practitioner, the Metro Library Association's Outstanding Advocacy Award, and named one of the 10 tech-savvy superintendents by eSchool News. In 2014, he was one of 120 superintendents invited to the White House as a leader in digital learning. On a personal note, Dr. Ball and his wife, Kathy, have been married for 23 years and have two children. Kathy is a nurse practitioner and is currently working on her Doctor of Nursing practice at the University of Illinois. Their children, Sydney and Sam, are in band. They run cross country and play soccer at Muncie Central. Today, Dr. Ball will speak to us about the state of the Muncie Community Schools and the upcoming strategic planning initiative. Most of next year will be spent developing a set of long-term goals for the schools based on collaboration with the community and other stakeholders. Dr. Ball and the Muncie Community School staff want to ensure that the Chamber and Muncie civic and business leaders are fully informed about the upcoming process and how we can be involved in the future direction. And now, please welcome Dr. Stephen Ball.
It always makes me nervous when people give me an introduction like that, because we've raised the expectations. We need to now sit back and really lower your expectations, all right? So the best things you talked about are my kids, Sydney and Sam, and they're actually making a very nice transition into Muncie. My daughter is struggling a little bit with the cross country because she doesn't run very fast the first time she runs a course. So as a junior now, she should have run all these courses three or four times. So we'll see how she does at sectionals, because it's the same course she's already run, so hopefully she'll start to cut a little bit of time off her run. So, but it's they've actually really started to enjoy everything and get to know about the community a little bit. So it's been fun. So, but really the goal here really is just to talk about sort of where we are within the school district, and then you know try to talk a little bit about our strategic planning process and how the business community can be involved in that, because we want to make sure that all stakeholders are involved. So, and I couldn't do, you know, a presentation without at least taking one shot at standardized testing. I'll probably take several more. This is, you know, one of the things I've been doing is I've been meeting with all of the teachers by having lunch, bringing pizza in for them, at the end of the week, and just kind of listening to the staff and the buildings and what their concerns are. And one of the ladies from East Washington Academy, where I had lunch last week, came in and had a nice little thank you note for me saying that she appreciated that. But her quote was, "These are not easy times in education," and I think that's a great understatement. There's really a lot of negative PR right now for public education, and I guess I'm here to tell you things maybe not as bad as they're portrayed sometimes by the national media. In Thomas Jefferson, I'm a historian by trade, so I do like to go back to, you know, sort of the great thinkers and leaders and our founding fathers. You know, Jefferson was one of the biggest advocates of public education in the colony and then the state of Virginia. And this is actually in his letter to George Washington while Washington was president. The concept that creating an educated community is really the most important thing we can do as a government and as democracy. And that's one of the reasons I got into education, is because this is a fundamental thing that we need to do to ensure our democracy, is make sure that we educate our future generations. And not only did Thomas Jefferson say that, so does Dale Basham. And you know, he didn't know he gave me that quote last week, but I really appreciated it. It was perfect timing as I was putting the final touches on this. But it is. Schools are the bedrock of our democracy. They are a core, you know, and that's, again, why it's so important, I feel, for us to have a good relationship between the school district and the chamber and other partners, is because, you know, we can't have good economic development if we don't have good schools. And so that's one thing we need to help have you guys help us improve our schools. I want to talk just a little bit about the scope of MCS. You know, basically we serve kids from ages of 3 all the way until 22. And actually we do have some adults that we serve through our adult education programs to help them get what used to be a GED, but is now an HSE, a high school equivalency certificate. Right now, we have about 5,900 students. We have about just under 800 staff members. We actually have a lot more paychecks. We do about 1,200 paychecks because of substitutes and some things like that. But we have 747 actual employees. We're in 15 locations, everything from our elementary schools through Muncie Central to the MAC, which is the Muncie Area Career Academy, to Camp Adventure. Our enrollment, as you see, we've trended down a little bit. Part of that is just the economics in the area. Part of that is due to the changes in open enrollment and tuition dollars that follow students. So we need to do a better job of really articulating what kind of programs we do offer in MCS and try to draw some of those students back. And that'll be one piece of our strategic planning process, too. Our student demographics, we're just about 20% African-American. About two-thirds white. We have about 12% of students now who identify themselves as multiracial. And about 20% of our students have an IEP. So that means they have some sort of special needs that require additional services. About 1% of our children are actually English language learners. Actually, that number is up just slightly. We have 61 kids. Why I know that is because Becky Thompson told me. Who are English language learners right now. And so we have a couple of teachers who work with them to try to get them proficient in English so they can be more successful. And overall, 72% of our children are on free or reduced lunch. And as many of you are aware, children of poverty obviously require more resources than they did in the past. As we've worked on the strategic planning process, I was reading and I tried to do my homework and read about the process and what other people have done. One of the books talked about the fact in 1960, 50% of families, according to the census, were husband, wife, and two kids. Anybody want to guess what that percentage is today? So 1960, 50%. I'm a teacher. I have to ask questions. It's sort of the nature of the beast. Anybody want to guess? Don't make me pick my volunteers. Go ahead. 10%? 22%? It's 7%. So think about that from a concept of, you know, most of us come from backgrounds where we probably had two parents or at least had good extended families to support us. You know, we have a lot of families that are in situations where, you know, the mom has to get to work before the kids get to school and doesn't get home until after the kids are home for school. So we need to do a lot of things to provide wider resources for those kids so they can be successful. So one thing that has come, you know, one of the things I did when I first got here was run around and talk to a lot of people and kind of heard, what are your concerns about the community? What do you think the schools needs to do differently? And try to help gather that information to figure out where I was when we first started. One of the things was minority appointment that I heard from the community very loudly was, we would like our staffs and our schools to represent the community and reflect the students that we're teaching. And so we are moving in that direction. We're just about 7.5% of our staff are minority. And in Delaware County, on average, about 7.8% of employees are minority. We've made some improvements, especially among our administrative positions. I was lucky enough or unlucky enough that about a third of our administrators are actually people I've hired since July 1st, which I don't know if that's good or bad. It just kind of is. But one thing we have done is we've increased the number of minority administrators, that 23% of our administrators are actually minority now. So that's almost three times the county average. But that's definitely something we want to work on, and we need you to help us at a couple levels. One is we have to help find minority teachers, because as a percentage of teaching staff, they don't mirror the population. And the other thing is, once we can find them and attract them to Muncie, we need all of our partners to help keep them in Muncie, you know, to make them feel welcome and part of the community. So I want to talk a little bit about our academic programming. Graduation rates have been tough to measure, and one thing is, you know, you think graduation is a pretty simple thing to measure, right, whether or not kids cross the stage. And graduation, I think, is really the very most important metric that we use to really determine the success of our school system, because we want every child to cross and graduate and then have a plan for where they're going to go after graduation, whether they're going to go work in one of your businesses right away. Are they going to go to Ivy Tech? Are they going to go on to Ball State or another four-year school? We want to make sure kids have a plan in when they leave high school. Right now, we're thinking our graduation rate is just under 80%. And it will probably be reported higher than that, because kids have learned in this community, I guess, that if they simply use the magic words, "I'm going to homeschool," that the school district then doesn't have to count them as a dropout. And so our graduation report is a little higher, but in reality, about one out of five of our students are not graduating high school, and that's, to me, a big problem. And really, I do believe that this is one of the most important factors to judge our school district by, is what our percentage of graduates are. Our college matriculation rate is pretty good. You know, it's been up and down a little bit, and that's, you know, every class, if you've ever worked in a school, every class sort of has its own collective personality. And it's always kind of fun to watch that. Sometimes it's not so fun. But we've been in the 80s for kids going on. And again, in a perfect world, I'd like 100% of our students to do something after college. You know, maybe it's going to the military. Maybe it's go to Ivy Tech. And maybe not even for an associate's degree. Maybe for a, you know, an industry certificate to become a welder. Or maybe to go on and come back as a, you know, a PhD or a physician and live in our community. But that's something else we have to work on too, I think, is to try to improve that. But again, those are good numbers, but I think they could be better. And one thing we've done, and this was part of the Go College or College Go Week in Indiana, I don't know how many of you are familiar with that, in September, where they really try to remind kids that college is an option. And this is one of our elementary schools, actually Mitchell, because I talked about this with the principals, that we can't start talking about kids about college options when they're juniors in college. We need to start talking about college options when they're kindergartners. And it should never be, if you're going to go to college, it should only be where. You know, everybody needs to go somewhere to get something after high school. And so the faculty at Mitchell got all their banners from all the colleges they went to and put that up in their lunchroom to explain to the kids. And then for every teacher actually put a little sign up on the wall saying where they went. We had a lot of Ball State graduates, interestingly enough. And then what they did, and Ms. Schultes, one of our kindergarten teachers, her concept there is that, you know, she was a tour guide at Ball State, so she walked around backwards most of the time. She still does that. I'm like, they did not know what an absolutely wonderful, wonderful opportunity that was for her in training her to walk places with kindergartners, because, you know, kindergarten teachers pretty much always walk backwards and watch the line.